Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Roaring Fork Conservancy's River Center Tour. While you can listen to this tour anywhere in the world, to get the full experience, we recommend starting at the main entrance to the River Center here in Basalt and work your way around the building as the tour progresses. Once we mention the bike rack in the back of the building, feel free to wander the walking paths throughout Old Pond Park as we finish up with a brief history of the surrounding area. Without further ado, here is our executive director, Rick LaFaro.
This is Rick LaFaro, Executive Director of Roaring Fork Conservancy. Welcome to the River Center. Roaring Fork Conservancy started in 1996 out of a unique public-private partnership between the Town of Basalt and the Roaring Fork Club developers. The vision was to have an organization that could support the Town of Basalt and help bring an awareness to the rivers in the Town of Basalt and also have a new development and club with a focus on the river. Our original charter was to really focus on the 3-mile section of river in the Town of Basalt, and one of our founding board members quickly realized that you can't really protect a single stretch of river without protecting the entire river, moreover, protecting the entire watershed. So within a few years, Roaring Fork Conservancy became the watershed organization for the Roaring Fork watershed. This facility was originally designed to be about an 8,400 square foot visitor center and more of a museum experience with exhibits inside. And through our fundraising and community engagement process, we realized that a core action center that really faced the river and celebrated the resource that we worked so hard to protect was really what was in order. We're very pleased with the outcome of the River Center, as is the Town of Basalt and residents in Basalt and visitors to Basalt as well. The architecture was done by Harry Teague Architects, and Harry Teague is known for blending indoor-outdoor spaces, so you might notice the covered walkway and the viewing blind area sort of mimics a traditional duck hunting blind or a photographer's blind, but a nice area to view wildlife on Old Pond. We frequently see ospreys diving and catching trout in the pond, or herons hunting very cautiously and stealthily. Incredible wintering waterfowl here, ducks coming in and out of the pond all the time, and the blind is a really nice place to experience that. We also have a very nice open courtyard design, as well as a wonderful cantina door, a 3-panel sliding glass door that really helps blend indoor and outdoor spaces. You'll also notice a lot of faded colors and rust in the building already, lots of graying in the siding. So I always sort of like to compare Harry Teague's work into a comfortable recliner or that favorite old leather baseball glove of your grandfather's that has a lot of character built into it. And even though it's something that's very nice and professional, it feels homey and welcoming already. The roof was intentionally designed to act as a watershed, and the gutter that drains the entire roof comes down the front of the building into a water trough. In recent years, rain barrel legislation was passed in Colorado, and it allows for private citizens to collect rainwater off of the roof. This is an interpretive exhibit that we designed into the outside of the building to drain the roof and to be able to talk about rain barrel legislation. Although we do not capture the water in the trough, it actually drains into a French drain underneath the courtyard area and into Old Pond. One of our exciting architectural elements included in the building is the screen that wraps the building. And this does provide a nice look, and already in year two, we're getting some nice accelerated rusting and fading of the product. But in addition, it's very, very old school technology that helps to shade the building and convect heat away. So if you have an opportunity to walk up close to the area near the water trough and the gutter that comes down from the roof, you can actually touch the architectural screen and see that each wire that runs through it has a bevel. And during the summertime, when the sun is at the highest angle in the sky, the bevel helps to shade the building and it also helps to convect heat up and away from the building. So it's a twofold design. It looks neat, and it really helps to cool the building and move heat up and away from us. In addition to a large majority of private foundation funding and individual fundraising around the River Center, Roaring Fork Conservancy received a $50,000 grant from the Community Office of Resource Efficiency, or CORE. And CORE uses a system of renewable energy mitigation by creating a fund that is available to nonprofits to help reduce energy costs and improve water efficiency. So we have some efficiencies in the building. CORE helped to fund the solar array that you can see on top of the viewing blind area and the covered walkway. We do have a radiant floor heat that certainly keeps our toes and everything else warm in the wintertime and is a very efficient system. And maybe the most exciting piece is our boiler. And while boilers are not very exciting, we have an ultra smart boiler. So even if we inadvertently turn the heat on in the summertime, the boiler is smarter than we are and it will sense the outdoor temperature and not allow the heat to come on. So very proudly, we also do not have any kind of a cooling system in the building. And although we did not apply for LEED certification, we have been able to demonstrate a tremendous amount of carpenter sustainability or efficiencies throughout the building to make it a very energy smart, water smart, comfortable, and efficient learning facility. We're very proud of our cutthroat trout bike rack around the back. We feel it's the neatest, coolest bike rack in all of Basalt, maybe the Valley, and maybe even in all of Colorado. We used a company out of Minnesota that has a lot of neat shapes and styles of different animals and antique bicycles and whatnot, and the bike rack came as a salmon, all silver, but we were able to spec it out and have the adipose fin, or the small fin by the tail, as well as the lower jaw and the gill plate colored red to emulate a cutthroat trout, which is the native trout to Colorado. We have several species. The species native to this area is known as the Colorado River cutthroat trout. The pond is affectionately known as Old Pond, and that is why the park also bears its name as Old Pond Park. The pond is managed by the town of Basalt. It is a public resource, and it is stocked by Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and it is managed as a family fishing facility, so it's a great place for people to get an introduction into spin fishing or fly fishing, trout fishing altogether. It's a wonderful spot with benches and a wonderful walking path, shade trees, and really a lovely experience for anyone who comes down to Old Pond. This site has an incredible history to it as well, and the River Center is built on what's known as a reclaimed brownfield site. So years ago, there was a petroleum operation, a service station on this site, and much of the work that the town of Basalt and Roaring Fork Conservancy did in preparation for building on the site was to clean and remediate soils, remove and seal fuel tanks, and prep the site appropriately for building. What's a wonderful story is that historically in the West, the rivers were often seen as dumping grounds or maybe not treated as well as they should have been, and this site is a perfect example. And at in an era when normally folks would turn their backs to the river and the river was, again, a dumping ground, we are now facing and embracing the river by creating an award-winning park and a Roaring Fork Conservancy River Center, as well as a completely rehabilitated riparian corridor and a budding nonprofit campus, all within the Basalt River Park.
Once again, that was our Executive Director of Roaring Fork Conservancy, Rick LaFara. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoyed our tour. To contact our organization, we could be reached via email at info@roaringfork.org. Or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Roaring Fork Conservancy. For information about upcoming events and programming, please visit our website at www.roaringfork.org.